Okay, we've got more news, and yes, we're still on the drug war issues here. The tyranny of the OBNDD, that's the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotic and Dangerous Drugs. Greg Mashburn's at the helm. Well, it seems Greg decided he's going to stick his nose in medical marijuana because he still thinks that it's a recreational drug abuse issue that, you know, he just can't let it go. Let it go, Greg! Let it go. You know what he did? He got Governor Fallon to sign some emergency rules giving the OBNDD oversight over the medical marijuana business. Mind you, State Question 788 specifically says that this is under the purview and oversight of the Oklahoma Department of Health. And even then, they're limited on what they can do. The legislature needs to step in, and they're going to, all right? We got 2,800 bills. Believe me, we still haven't seen the real bills on medical marijuana. Our interim study, the bicameral interim study on medical marijuana is going to be releasing, you know, their legislation. We're going to get this fixed. But you don't help matters, OBN. You don't, Mashburn. Now, this is tyranny. When a government agency doesn't stay within the confines of what they're empowered to do by law, they become tyrants. And the OBN, I guess they feel like they are insecure about their jobs and their mandate. You know, marijuana was a pretty lucrative thing, kept a lot of them in business. The fact that asset forfeiture is a pretty sweet gig for them. That's unaccounted for money. They can just grab people's belongings. They can grab cash. They can grab anything. And it's up to you to prove that you aren't a druggie when it comes to asset forfeiture. Now, we have got to fix this. And I'm asking you, Governor Kevin Stitt, rescind these emergency rules. I'm asking you, my fellow Oklahomans, call the governor's office, demand that he rescind the emergency rules that Mary Fallon silently, quietly signed into force back at the beginning of this month, on July 4th. The Oklahoma Department of Health, it took them some work. You know, they were a bit arrogant back in July, but they got in line. Thank you, Mike Hunter. You helped get them straightened out, helped them to understand the limits of their authority. Mike Hunter, it's time you talk to the OBNDD. You know Greg Mashburn. You can work with him. Tell him he's off basis. Folks, we need to get this fixed. We need to take care of it now. I'm telling you, you screw this up, the people are going to sign a petition to get recreational marijuana now, because they're fed up. I want to wait a couple of years. I want us to have a couple of years of seeing what medical marijuana does, so we can watch our loved ones, our family members, our parents, our children, whoever's got a serious enough condition that it warrants the prudent use under a doctor's care. Then we'll have a better idea where our prohibition policy needs to be. We need to take a couple of years. We need to do this right. Majority Leader Eccles and I are on the same page about this. If we screw this up, the people are going to revolt. It's time we follow the law. Lawmakers, law enforcers, it's time you follow the law, just like you expect us to. OBNDD, it's a bunch of tyrants. And now this from page 7.